Time now for some real sports. Tomorrow, the Baseball Hall of Fame will induct two greats as members. Wade Boggs, one of the greatest hitters of all time, five times the American League batting champion, played most of his career missing out on the World Series with the Boston Red Sox, but subsequently he sold his services to the Yankees, finally the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. And Ryne Sandberg of the Chicago Cubs, a 10-time All-Star, the best fielding second baseman, one of the best hitting in Major League history. Our own Hall of Famer, Ron Rappaport, joins us. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
You get to vote on this stuff, don't you?
I did. I voted for both those guys. How do you like my smarts?
Oh, boy. You know what's happening. So what?
Well, these were really no-brainers, Scott. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they were very popular choices. Boggs on his first ballot. And we were all surprised in Chicago when it took Sandberg 2 years to get there.
There's going to be there is, I guess, some controversy over what hat Wade Boggs is going to wear. I gather it's up to Major League Baseball now. We are up to the Hall of Fame. I don't know. We shouldn't assume anything. He says he'll wear anything, including his Little League hat.
You know, it's so funny. It's been fun reading all week about Boggs playing wiffle ball in the backyard and Sandberg, you know, playing in the backyard where the top of the garage was a homer, Scott, and off the garage was a double. What's interesting is that both of these guys, when they came into organized ball, they were not bona fide, surefire major leaguers or Hall of Famers. I mean, Boggs was kept in the minors for 5 years by the Red Sox, and Sandberg was quite famously a throw-in in a trade from the Phillies to the Cubs for Larry Bowa.
Yeah.
And to see them both become really great players and surefire Hall of Famers is kind of what baseball is all about, don't you think?
Yeah. By the way, we've got to work on your mic technique, Ron. It sounds like you're talking in a cave.
They're giving me this new toy, and I'm still
getting used to it. Work the mic a little closer, I'm told.
A little closer.
Who's been overlooked?
Well, I, for a long time, have been kind of campaigning for relief pitchers. You know, the biggest change in baseball in the last few decades has been the increased importance of relief pitchers, particularly closers. But only Raleigh Fingers and Dennis Eckersley have been inducted in recent years. And boy, oh boy, Bruce Sutter, Goose Gossage, maybe Lee Smith, they've really been overlooked. So I really think that those are the guys who need to be considered. It's funny, Sutter, when he first got on the ballot, was only getting 20-30% of the vote. Lately, he's been moving up, Scott, 40%, 50%. I asked him about it, and he said, I must have been having some good years lately.
he's a funny guy. Well, Ron, nice talking to you again.
Always a pleasure.
Ron Rappaport, columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times and our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition.